USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is heading to Asia to meet South Korea's newly elected president Yoon Suk-yeol in Seoul Friday, where the two will tour a Samsung Electronics campus. The campus will be a model for a new Samsung factory that's being built in Texas. North Korea may show a sign of strength while the president is in Asia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on a North Korean display of force.
We've said from this podium, we've said at the State Department, and we've indicated in quite clear terms that our intelligence does reflect the genuine possibility that there will be either a further missile test, including long-range missile test, or a nuclear test, or frankly both, in the days leading into, on, or after the president's trip to the region.
We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The Buffalo grocery store shooter has been formally charged. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The man accused in the mass shooting at a Buffalo grocery store has been indicted by a grand jury. Some family members of the victims were in the courtroom, with one yelling out to Peyton Gendron as he was let out after the hearing was adjourned.
Peyton, you're a coward!
Gendron allegedly killed 10 people at the Topps grocery store last weekend. He is charged with first-degree murder. He remains held without bail and is due back in court on June 9th.
Pedestrian deaths last year reached a 40-year high. That's according to preliminary data from the Governor's Highway Safety Association. More than 7,400 people in 2021 were struck by a motor vehicle ending in death. The percentage of children killed by speeding drivers more than doubled since 2018. The Department of Transportation is reporting an estimated 43,000 people died in motor vehicle traffic crashes in the United States in 2021. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As the CDC once again raises the alarm of COVID masking again in certain parts of the United States, Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita on Fox News Friday morning says the pandemic exposed many imperfections at America's health watchdog groups.
We got to prepare for the next pandemic or whatever is coming down the pike. And I put my faith in Hoosiers and Americans to make good decisions when they have good information. And the fact of the matter is, no one in their right mind should really, or in the back of their mind, can trust this data, because there was no criteria, standardized criteria, for the healthcare providers to submit it in the first place. And there's really not been any substantive audit by the CDC. So for politicians to come out as they did and say, oh, this is good data, these hospitalizations are accurate, and these COVID deaths are accurate, I mean, no one in their right mind really can or should believe that, and we shouldn't forget it now. And so I'm going to pick up from an forensic and investigative perspective to make sure we find out exactly how these numbers were retrieved, how they were produced, and what criteria, if any, were used.
China will launch its first large space telescope in late 2023 to watch the skies. The Chinese Space Telescope is an optical and ultraviolet space observatory that will boast a 6.6-foot diameter lens. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.